Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, dear Christian friends, the text for our meditation this morning is the lesson which was read earlier, especially these portions. Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given through Moses, and when the king heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book. This is the word of the Lord. They found the book of the law of the Lord in the safe with all of the construction funds. But how did it get lost in the first place? How do you lose the book of the law of the Lord in the house of the Lord? Well, there are a lot of strange lost and found stories. The San Diego County lost and found contained things like dentures. You'd think you would realize your teeth are missing. A walker. If you really need it, how do you get far enough away from it to lose it? And the x-ray film of someone's brain scan. Now that could have been important. The Miami International Airport has a huge container which contains hundreds of pairs of lost sunglasses and a washing machine. But even stranger than losing a washing machine in the Miami International Airport is to lose the book of the law of the Lord right in the house of the Lord. And when you lose the book where God has revealed himself, you lose God. But God can't be lost, so when you lose the book, you are truly lost. Now, I need you to work with me a little bit here. A theme is really important to keep you engaged for the rest of the sermon. And the verb where God is taking action is a very important part of that theme. And today I think there's a very epiphany sense to what is happening in this text, where the word itself shines forth. The word itself somehow causes itself to be found because of the glory in that word. It manifests itself in a very epiphany way. It's sort of like when you lose your car in the mall and you can make the lights flash and the horn honk so that you find your car again. And that's what God is doing in our text today. The word is making itself found. It's epiphanying itself. But that's too long for a theme, so I had to invent a word. God unlost his word so that lost people are found. But it's still amazing. How do you lose a Bible? I mean, if you use something every day, it's kind of hard to lose it. But I found one of my Bibles in Winneken 4 the other day. I had wondered about it, but I had others. Things that are highly prized and highly cherished are not easily lost, but take a guess why I don't wear a wedding ring. But how do you lose the book of the law of the Lord in the house of the Lord? We're not talking about a pocket-sized Bible here, but probably a good-sized scroll, like a major book, Deuteronomy would be. The scroll wasn't used every day. It wasn't cherished. It wasn't precious anymore. And when they lost that scroll, they lost God. Sin separated the people from God, and then God distanced himself even further from the people. But God raised up good King Josiah, who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He got rid of the idols, and he repaired the temple and found the book of the law. Now, they could have found the law from Deuteronomy chapter 22, where it says what you're supposed to do when you find a bird's nest along the road, but I don't think a king is going to ruin his royal robes over breaking that one. But what if they found something like chapter 28? If you are not careful to do all the words of this law that are written in the book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring on you and your offspring extraordinary afflictions. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. Night and day you shall be in dread and have no assurance of your life. Now, what if they read that? What's the Hebrew word for oops? And I mean, this is the major granddaddy of all, so it'd be like oops of oops, I would guess. Rend your garments over that one and realize why things are so bad and why they're even going to get worse because of the wrath of God. But to make sure that the word didn't get lost again, God inserted Christmas. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. How can you lose the word when it becomes a people dwelling among us? You can't lose Jesus, God in man made manifest. And you can't lose Jesus right here in church where everything centers around him. Of course, one of the first epiphany lessons is that when Jesus was 12 years old, his parents lost Jesus. So there's something about our human nature that we can't keep God's word, whether it's in written form or incarnate form. We're always losing the word of God. And they found him in his father's house, in the temple, where everything centers around him. But what about us? Our tiny pocket Bibles could get lost on your desk. Of course, I've seen some professors' desks where you could lose Luther's works, but but it really ought to be hard to lose a Bible here. God tells us to write the Word of God in our hearts so that it can't be lost. But you know, a lot of things get lost from our hearts. Fondness, feelings for one another are easily lost. Love for God is lost. The human heart is far from a good safe deposit box. And we didn't just lose the Bible back in the 1960s and the 1970s. We lost it the other day. We lost it yesterday. We lose it today when it doesn't seem so precious, when it doesn't taste so good, when it shows and exposes sins that we kind of like to hang on to. We lose it now when we don't see the beauty of God's word, but only see that word as a tool for winning a debate or defeating an opponent or putting someone down. Scripturally putting them down. We lose the Bible when it becomes a chore, an assignment, a lesson, one more task to weigh us down in our learning or in our teaching. The Bible isn't lost, but we are. So our epiphany word, our made-up word, reminds us that God unlost his word so that lost people are found. God caused his word to be found as good King Josiah ordered the temple to be repaired. They found the law, and after all those years, the mirror of the law was as clear as ever. They saw their sins. It worked. They repented, and God found them with his grace. God blessed them by postponing even the temporal destruction, which was sure to come. God waited because of good King Josiah. You know, we call him good King Josiah, but, you know, if he'd have found a few promises from an even much newer book for him, like Isaiah, passages like, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Or, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." If he'd have found that book, we'd have called him great King Josiah. He could have torn his robes at the thought of what they had done, what they had lost and not kept in God's word, but he would have been unlost and reclothed in robes of righteousness by knowing the promises that God never lost, that God always kept and always keeps. And God is still making himself found in the temple. God's word is living and active. And though it may be lost in each of us for a moment, it will never be lost forever. God puts his word in new hearts, made new by uniting us with Christ in his resurrection. We still read God's law. We still find out that we're doomed because we haven't kept those words, the oops of oops. But God kept us in his heart and in his mind. When we lose God's word, God finds us. Good King Josiah found the book of the law. Great King Jesus finds the losers of the law and says, "This is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.